Hey Daniel, guess what I just heard about? It's a big step forward for sustainable aviation here in the UK.
Oh really, what's the news?
The Royal Air Force is rolling out 40 new electric battery ground power units to power up their Typhoon jets.
I see, so these are replacing the old diesel-powered systems.
Exactly. The trial with Bay Systems showed these new units can reduce harmful emissions by more than 90%.
Wow, that is so cool. So this will help the environment, but does it also make sense financially?
Definitely, the running costs are cut by 80%. The diesel units used to cost £20 per hour, now it's just £3 an hour.
Right, so over the next decade, this could save more than £13 million.
That's right, and the new units are much quieter, producing less than 60 decibels, which is like a dishwasher or electric shower.
I see, so it's not just better for the environment, but also for the people working around the aircraft.
Exactly, less noise means better working conditions for ground crew and pilots.
What about maintenance and spare parts?
The new units require less maintenance and spares, which is a big plus.
And how long do these battery units last?
An 8-hour charge powers a Typhoon aircraft for an entire week.
So the cost saving is not just in fuel, but in maintenance too.
Yes, and the cost of each new electric ground power unit is £340,000, less to run over a 10-year period.
That's a significant saving. What about the old diesel units?
They will go through a reduce-to-produce program, recycling them for spare parts.
I see, so they are making the most of the old units too.
Exactly, and there are plans to secure 30 more of these new electric units.
This is an impressive move towards sustainability and efficiency. Great news for the Northwest aerospace industry.
Absolutely. It shows how our industry is leading the way in innovation and environmental responsibility.
Thanks for sharing this, Emma. It's always exciting to see progress in our field.
Of course, Daniel. We'll keep you updated on more developments.